Poetic Summary of The Magic Mountain, German title Der Zauberberg, original written by Thomas Mann. Hans Castorp is the only child from a merchant family in Hamburg. He's an averagely talented young engineer, an orphan, his parents have died. Raised by his grandparents and great-uncle Tinappel, Hans wants to be a shipyard volunteer, but first he heads off to visit his cousin Joachim Ziemsen, who drinks the waters in the Swiss Alps. The story evolves in the sanatorium named the Berghof, located in the mountains, around feverish souls and death-rattling lungs that are whistling and spitting blood fountains. Hans Castorp intends to remain there 3 weeks, but his departure is in delay due to his own failing health, and in the end it has been 7 full years he would stay. Hans Castorp perceives the sickness around him as sublimation and ennoblement of kinds, but he shows disgust with those being sick and dumb, as Katharina Stör's persona combines. During his walks with his cousin, Hans Castorp gets to know a variety of the patients, each of which impacts Hans with different life views, different principles, and different perceptions. In the center of the group is the humanist Ludovico Settembrini, an eloquent philosophical Italian, and the formerly Jewish, now Jesuit Leonafta, a radical but likewise philosophical man. Madame Claudia Chauchat becomes Hans Castorp's love interest, a sick, beautiful woman from Russia. Hofrat Dr. Behrens and Dr. Krokowski are the medical examiners and also the heads of the climatic spa. Lodovico Settembrini wants Castorp to leave, flee the magic mountain's morbid allure, but enamored with the young Russian, Hans ignores this advice and rather follows the call of plaisir. Claudia Chauchat seduces Hans Castorp before she leaves, but dangling her return. Joachim Ziemsen leaves as well. He enlists as a soldier, till his health forces him to rejoin. Claudia returns to Davos with her new greater-than-life devotee, Meinherr Peppercorn. Joachim dies. Castorp is jealous, but then befriends the Dutch merchant, but the friendship it lasts not for long. The Dutchman is sick, and since his sickness interferes with indulging in the pleasures of life, he is no longer a suitable lover for Madame Chauchat, and thus he decides to end with suicide. Claudia Chauchat leaves the sanatorium. She is not coming back. Years go by, and after, and Settembrini still fight. They agree to a duel, but Settembrini refuses to shoot. Thus, Nafta, out of anger, takes his own life. Years go by, boredom takes over, but Hans Castorp remains in the sanatorium in Davos. Then World War I breaks out to end Castorp life's pause, and in the war's reign, he simply gets lost. The Magic Mountain tweet. Hans Castorp goes to a sanatorium in Davos. He lives in its cosmos of ideological vows. Till World War I calls out, "Hans, my son," and boom, he's done.